Reading from Sri Charitamrita Madhya Lila 6 is 88 and 89. 88 has no verse, purport, sorry. So Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Gopinath Acharya, please speak with great care. What is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Lord?" Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath Acharya replied, "Knowledge of the sonum bonum, of the absolute truth, is evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord." Purport. Soma Bhattacharya informed his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead may not have shown mercy to me, but what is the proof of his having shown it to you? Kindly please let us know about this." In reply to this, Gopinath Acharya said the summum bonum, the absolute truth, and his different potencies are identical. Therefore, one can understand the substance of the absolute truth by the manifestation of his different potencies. The sonum bonum includes all potencies in one unit. The absolute truth combined with different characteristics of the original substance, Vastu. Parasya Shakti Avidra Siddhachite. Thus the Vedas state that the absolute truth has different potencies. When one understands the characteristics of the potencies of the absolute truth, one is aware of the absolute truth. On the material platform as well, one can understand the substance by the manifestation of its substance, of its symptoms. For example, when there is heat, it can be understood there is fire. The heat of the fire is perceived directly. The fire may be not visible, but when one can search out the fire by feeling heat. Similarly, if one can perceive the characteristics of the absolute truth, we can know that the Lord has understood the substance of the absolute truth by the mercy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, it is said, "Naham prabhakrate sattvas savasya." The Supreme and Godhead reserves rights to the right for not being exposed to anyone. Seva mukti hi javadu javadaru svayam javadaru svayam javadaru shikoni tai guru dev namaha jadu svayam eva spurata uda. The Lord reveals himself to the devotee who is completely satisfied by the devotee's service. Thus one cannot understand the Supreme Lord without his mercy. The absolute truth cannot be understood by speculation, and this is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. Om Agyana Sakayata Sushmita Sai Sri Guru Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, my spiritual master of my eyes. Smagrila Kanamamashi Rasi Mandanam Dehi Padapadudaram. Kadakshamam Kripa Kaka 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 Kripa Kaka 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 Chabanjanam. So, when given this purport for a few weeks ago, so the first thing that was highlighted for me was that how Soma Bodhabhattacharya was actually asking the question to his brother-in-law, because Gopinath, as it says, his brother-in-law, and he said, "You have been shown the mercy of Lord Caitanya, but I have not. Please, so can you? Can you show me this through the scriptures?" Because the last word here, pranam, means evidence. Evidence from the Vedas, evidence from the scriptures. So therefore he was submissively asking this question. So when we ask questions, we also have to submissively ask the bona fide representative of Krishna. As it says, Taviti Parapartena Padapashena Sapajena. We have to first submissively inquire to the spiritual master. So therefore, please give us. So then the spiritual master, he gives us the proof from the Shastra that Lord Caitanya is the supreme absolute truth in this Kali Yuga, this special Kali Yuga. And of course, he is non-different from Krishna. First, we have to establish the fact that he is non-different from Krishna, and that Lord Caitanya came in six different ways. Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatar Prakasha Krishna Haya Choya Rupa Karana Valasa. Lord Krishna enjoys manifesting himself as the spiritual masters, the devotees, the diverse energies, the incarnations, and the planetary portions. They are six in one. So all these are the characteristics of the absolute truth. As it says in the purport here, there are characteristics of the absolute truth. But the difference is that Lord Caitanya did not come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee to show us how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came to, instead of being the enjoyer, he came to be enjoyed. The supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Lord Caitanya is the supreme enjoyed, showing us how to serve Krishna. Although he is non-different from Krishna, there are, in tattva, in truth, absolute truth, Lord Caitanya and Lord Caitanya are non-different in tattva. in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, is manifest by, there are two supreme personalities, Radha and Krishna. But in Gaura Lila, Lord Chaitanya is in one body, Eka Bhuta, in one body. So he is non-different, but also in time he is also different, as Mahaprabhu explained by the philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference. So this is the case. So therefore, Krishna Leela is non-different from Gaura Leela. Just the manifestations of Krishna Leela are manifested in Gaura Leela. And it says his bhakti's potencies also are identical with the absolute truth. There are many potencies. Many potencies. And the word in that sloka I quoted from the Adi Leela 1:32, it says diverse potencies. The word diverse or diversity means, according to the different dictionaries, diverse means a great deal of variety, very different. So there are many potencies, and many, many potencies, but they're also non-different from the absolute truth. So you cannot separate them. So we can see that in also another definition of the absolute truth is given in the Katha Upanishad 1:2:23. Excuse the pronunciation of the Nayam Atma Prachalyana Labhyaye Na Madhyaye Na Nabhuta Sutvedena Yamavasi Ratnatu Labhyayas Tavasi Atma Vedamutu Tusham Swami. Translation: knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth is neither acquired through endless debates, nor through sharp intellect, nor through erudition. Yet, when the jiva soul turns to the Supreme Lord with the mood of service and begs for his mercy, the Lord from within reciprocates and reveals himself to such a sincere soul. So this is also confirmed at the end of this purport. The absolute truth cannot be understood by the Supreme Lord without his mercy. The absolute truth cannot be understood by speculation. And so on like this. This is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. So because Gopinath Acharya the brother-in-law of Sambhavacharya. He was serving Lord Caitanya, and his mood of service, because his mood of service was that he was very humble in his service. There was no I, me, or mine, no false ego. So the mood of service is very important. The mood of service should be that I am totally dependent on the Lord. Nothing, I can do nothing without the mercy of the Lord. Whatever I've done, there's no I, me, or mine. In one book by Bhakti Thakur, he says, I, me, or mine means false ego. Means false ego. I did this, I that, I did this, I did this. I went on Harinam, I did this. I read so many books today, I read so many sastra, chanted so many rounds. But without the mercy of the Lord and without the mercy of the spiritual master who came into this material world to give us, the fallen conditioned souls, a chance to chant Hare Krishna, a chance to read the sastra, a chance to go on Harinam, a chance to do book distribution, a chance to do deity worship, a chance to cook for the deities, a chance to clean the temple room, and so on like this. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, we would probably be, I personally would be rotting away in that, out there in the material world, still full of material desires, and still riding this, still riding the wave of the material nature. So about the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of Krishna, so and the potencies, because the potencies, as it said, there are many great variety of potencies Krishna has. And it says in the purport here that there is the Sonam Bowman includes all the potencies in one unit. So the absolute truth and the potencies are in one unit. So it says in again the Adi Leela. So this one unit is described by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shaktiman. Deyu Vastu Veda Nahi Sastarapanam. Radha is the full power. No, she Radha is the full power. And Lord Krishna is the possessor of the full power. The two are non-different, as evident by the revealed scriptures. Therefore, indeed, the same, just as musk and scent are inseparable, as fire and its heat are non-different. Thus Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. To promulgate prema bhakti, devotional service and love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha, and thus I've explained the meaning of the fifth verse. So everything is in all the potencies, as it says here, in one unit. And that one unit is Sri Radha. But as it says in the definition of diversity or diverse, that there are great or many, very variety, a great deal of variety. So we can, how can we understand this? First, we can understand that for instance, there's two examples come when I first read this, was that if you go to Sridhar Mayapur, one of the islands is Samantadweep. This is where Lord Mayadevi was crying and weeping before Lord Caitanya. And she was crying because she couldn't, because I am your external energy. And I cannot enter your past, my service is to keep the conditioned soul in illusion. But then Mahaprabhu, Lord Caitanya, he says, without you, I cannot appear in this special Kali Yuga. Without you I cannot appear. And then Samantha Devi, she puts the finger of Samantha Dweep here, there's the parting the lady's hair, and then she touches the feet of Lord Caitanya. So the material energy was, so this is another form, and also in another temple, ISKCON temple I've been to, when I was getting my visa, because my visa ran out. And so one devotee said, you should go to this temple near the Nepal border and get it in 5 minutes. So I said, how do you do that? He said, you go to this temple, the devotee will go with you, You'll get in 5 minutes, 10 minutes maximum. So I went to the border. The border guard stamped me out. Then the border guard said, from India to Nepal, there was only a bridge. It's a river and a bridge. So stand on the bridge for 5 minutes, chant one round, and I'll call you in, and I'll stamp the visa for you for another 6 months. So I did that, and then I gave him 500 rupees, and then got the rickshaw back with the devotee. So that temple, they have also a small temple of Bimla Devi. Bimla Devi is also a form of, is actually Durga Devi, or the external energy. And they actually offer the same as in the Jagannath Mandir. They offer the Rajputs. Some, after it's offered to Lord Jagannath, they take some remnants and give it to this Samanta Devi, and also in this temple they also give the remnants to Bhimna Devi. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is with them. It's not demigod worship, because originally, when they were going to install Samanta Devi in Jagannath Mandir, they were going to offer the Bashad without Lord Chaitanya. But then the locals were thinking, oh, this is demigod worship, but not. So then they put Lord Chaitanya with this deity, so it's bona fide. Also, there's a deity form of Lord Chaitanya with Bhimla Devi as well. And so therefore, the potencies, they vary. And just as Lord Chaitanya has his eternal form as a householder in Goloka Navadweep or Swetadweep. Now, there's two Swetadweeps where the demigods reside, and there's also Goloka Navadweep, which is also known as Swetadweep, also as well. So don't get confused between the two. So in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, his eternal form is of a householder. So this pastime of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas is not his eternal, it's not his eternal form. It is, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, it comes under Naimikaka Dharma, or Naimikaka Leela. It means, Naimikaka means temporary or occasional form or Leela. So why did Lord Chaitanya take sannyas in this temporary form? To fulfill many desires, and also to fulfill his internal desires and the external desires. So one of these desires was that, as Nimai Pandit, and in Mayapur Dham, Some of the tantrics, because Mayapur Dham at the time of Lord Caitanya was the center of learning. It was the center of Mayavad philosophy, the center of tantrics. And when Lord Caitanya opened up the Sankirtan movement, all these tantrics, either they became devotees or they ran away, and the Mayavadis, they all ran away to different places. So of course one of these Mayavadis was Soma Bhattacharya. Because, as we know, that when he was teaching Lord Caitanya, he was teaching Mayavadi philosophy. Now, Soma Bhattacharya, his appearance place is on the Navadvip Mandal Parakram, is at Vijayanagar. That's where Lord Caitanya, or Nimai Pandit, went there and took a pencil from one of the students there and planted it, and that pencil immediately became a tree. They call it the pencil tree, and it's still there today. So behind there is his appearance place, behind there. So when, because Soma Bhattacharya, he's an incarnation of Vaspati, the guru of the demigods. And he desired to teach the Lord. He had some desire rose in his heart to teach the Lord. So to fulfill the desire, he appeared as Soma Bhattacharya, then ran away to Jagannath Puri. Then at the same time, the Lord fulfilled his desire. But at the same time, the Lord is teaching us, Lord Caitanya is teaching us, not to listen to Mayavad philosophy. And also, when Lord Caitanya took sannyas and he traveled, reunited with some of his gopis and eternal associates in Krishna, from Krishna Leela. He was reunited with Sarup Damodar. He was reunited with Ramananda Roy, who are Lalita, and Vishakha in Krishna Leela. And also, that also the Palananda Sarasvati Pad, that big well-known sannyasi who had thousands and thousands of followers, he was also one of Lord Caitanya's eternal associates in Krishna Leela. So there's different aspects of this. Say there's varieties in the potencies or in the shaktis is different. And so therefore, to understand that, as it says here, When we feel heat, we know this fire, even though it's invisible. We cannot feel it, see it directly, but we can receive it directly, but even though it is not visible. So for this, we can understand that when there is fire and it's not visible, there has to be a source of that fire. And that source of everything, of course, is Krishna. Am sabhasya prava ho mata sampam prava te iti matva pajanti mam. So he says, I'm the source of all material and spiritual worlds. But so then there's a different perception of the exam, different perceptions of the potencies. I gave one examples of how the external energy who seems opposite is the external energy is also the opposite to the is the opposite to the internal potency. This is from Svetavara Upanishad 4.5. The Prakriti potency is the mother of such progeny. And all these three modes of nature, and therefrom the 24 elements of this material nature. So it's, she is Sarupa, the energy of the Supreme Lord, and his unborn internal consort, and is non-different from him. She, being served and worshipped by another unknown personality, the conditioned jiva, who in his ignorance considers himself the Purusha, enjoyer of her prakriti, the material nature. Another unborn Purusha, the jiva situated in spiritual knowledge, renounces the false attempt to enjoy her and thus attains liberation. So the external energy is another manifestation of the internal potency. But to the conditioned souls, for those who understand this, that Shirada is the internal manifestation, and the external manifestation is also her manifestation. To keep out the conditioned sinful living entity from the spiritual world. But the internal energy is very merciful. And also, she's actually the cause of the creation. And I'm not saying that for, don't misunderstand, I'm not saying we worship the external energy, no. We should see her, the internal, external energy is coming from her, but not worship the external energy. So please Please don't misunderstand. So also, Srimati Radharani is also, she also expands. Because we know that Lord Caitanya, he's Radha and Krishna in one body. But she also comes as Gadar Pandit, separately. So how does one understand this? The Acharyas say she came to witness the pastimes separately. Now, this is, I won't pretend to understand it. And the only way to I will understand it is by the mercy of the spiritual master and the mercy of Radha and Krishna and the mercy of Lord Caitanya. So she came separately to partake in that, in the pastime separately. Like when Lord Caitanya, when Nimai Pandit first met after he got initiated by Ishvara Puri, he was, when he came back to Navadvip town, at Navadvip Dham, he was continually crying and crying and crying and crying. Because he just got initiated. And initiation means that the spiritual master reveals one's relationship with that disciple's relationship with Krishna. So he was continually crying and crying and crying. And so one day, Mother Satyamata, she was so in anxiety about this. Why is my Nimai crying like this? Ever since he's just come back from Gaya, just why? And she's crying so loudly that Gadar Pandit could hear from his house, which is at his house nearby, and he realized Satyamata, the mother of the universe, is crying. What's the matter? Then he ran, and she asked, "What are you crying for?" And he said, "I don't know what is wrong," because Satyamata always called him Nimai, always. And I said, "My Nimai, ever since he got initiated, he's crying and crying. And he's always crying, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" His mood is different. His mood is completely different. And then Gadar Pandit, he said, "Don't worry." He said to Nimai, "Krishna is very near. Krishna is very near." And then Lord Caitanya, or Nimai Pandit, was pacified. And then Satyamata requested Gadar Pandit to always be with Lord Caitanya, always. This is why you generally find Lord Caitanya and Nitya, the Lord Caitanya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Caitanya and Gadadhar Pandit are together. This is why you see some deities called Gadadhar deities. Now, Bhagavan Thakur, he worshipped called Gadadhar. The difference is, we worship Gornitai. But Gaur Gadadhar are worshipped on the platform of spontaneous love. There's so many as I said, Bhakti Thakur, we worship Gaur Gadadhar. And some devotees, they worship Gaur Gadadhar. So therefore, that's why they worship. Gaur Gadadhar deities are worshipped on the form, on the mood of spontaneous love, because they are non-different from Radha and Krishna. And so therefore, they serve Gaur Gadadhar, and but Srila Prabhupada said, we worship Lord Caitanya, Lord Nityananda, because without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot worship Lord Caitanya. And we know the pastime where Lord Caitanya first met Lord Nityananda in Mayapur, and Lord Caitanya requested Lord Nityananda to stay at the house of Srivast Thakur. Then the next morning they came, and Srivast Thakur, he firstly put the garland on Lord Caitanya. And Lord Caitanya, he was not very happy with this. And then Srivast Thakur, he realized that then he first put the garland on Lord Nityananda, and then another garland on. So this is why we worship Lord Nityananda, because he's one of the, he's the Adi Guru, non-different from Balaram. And the spiritual master manifests from Lord Nityananda. So this is why we worship the spiritual master. We worship the spiritual, if we do not worship the spiritual master, we cannot approach Krishna. And we cannot approach the deities without the mercy, without the worship of the spiritual master. Because I can remember when I first joined, which is now the ISKCON education office, and there was the Bhakta office when I was there, when I first joined. And if you were accepted, officially accepted for aspiring for a spiritual master or initiated by a spiritual master, on the windowsill there'd be the photos of the spiritual masters. And about 20 to 7, the devotees who were officially aspiring or initiated by one of those ISKCON gurus, we used to sing Guru Dev and offer flowers. It only took 10 minutes. That's all we did. So one devotee sang Guru Dev, Kripa Du Bindu, offer a flower, then come down, and then we will worship the deities. For some reason, the high authority said stop it, so it was stopped. So it's important to worship the spiritual master, because at the mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot worship the deities. Because without the mercy of the spiritual master, we will just see some marble statues dressed nicely and everything like that. But we will not see the personality, that we will not see the personality that is standing before us. So the mercy is there, as it says in the end of the it says here, the same principle of the Godhead reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. The Lord reveals himself to a devotee when he is completely satisfied by the devotee's service. So Krishna will actually reveal himself when he is satisfied by the devotee's service. Or in that verse I read from Katha Upanishad, the service mood. So then this is when Krishna will be revealed to us. And the absolute then. So this is the way to see Krishna, through the mercy of the spiritual master. And then if our service mood, and when Krishna sees, when he's satisfied by the devotee's service, Krishna will actually reveal himself. Lord Caitanya, Lord Nityananda will actually reveal himself. Whatever form Krishna manifests, he will actually reveal himself in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev, Vamanadev, all the other manifestations. Krishna will reveal himself. So I will stop there. Any questions? And if any, yes, I'll try to answer you, because you're full of knowledge anyway.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
I'm sure you know already.
You were mentioning, very interesting, that we worship Gaur Nitai. Mm. And then you were also mentioning that the sannyas lila of Mahaprabhu is not a nitya lila.
It's not nitya.
Yeah. I always had this question of when we worship Gaur Nitai, generally on the altar as deities, we're worshipping Gaur Nitai in the mood of like Nimai of Nadia in the Sankirtan pastimes.
Yeah,
generally,
yeah.
We're never worshipping Gaur Nitai as like Gauranga as a sannyasi.
No.
So is it connected to this? Is that the reason? Like why
no,
whenever
there
we're worshipping?
I did read there. This is why we worship Lord Caitanya in the mood of the Sankirtan movement. But I have read, I have seen also some devotees, they worship. There is somewhere, I've seen photographs of Lord, they worship Lord Caitanya as a sannyasi as well. I've seen deity forms like that. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some deity forms. No, not in ISKCON, no. Not in ISKCON, no. Maybe I forget now somewhere.
I got a bit confused about this point of Gaur Lila. Is it eternal pastime?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yes.
I got a bit confused.
Lord Caitanya, you know, Krishna, Radha Krishna, We worship the Nitya Lila is what we call the Astakalya Lila. People have heard of that. The eightfold pastimes of the day, 24 hours. So in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna also has, they have Astakalya Lila. But also Lord Caitanya, he has his own Astakalya Lila. But his is different in the sense that he is meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He's not meditating, because he's in the mood of devotee, a household devotee, he's meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is the difference. But that's also Nitya Lila as well. Yeah. Else. Thank you for your nice kirtan this morning.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned one interesting point that I never heard before. You were mentioning two Chvetadvip, isn't it? Can you tell me some details about it?
Right. Above you is a picture. If you look at that picture, you see the lotus flower. You'll see, you know, your picture of the Vaikuntha. So if you look in the look at this picture very carefully, you'll see one side is Radha and Krishna, and the other side is Lord Caitanya with his associates dancing. Because Svetadvip, because Goloka Vrindavan, there are two main chambers. Just like in a house, there's one house, but it has many rooms, isn't it? Now, say there's a kitchen and there's the living room. So also in Goloka Vrindavan, there's two main chambers. One is the eternal pastimes of Lord Caitanya, and another one is the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna at the same time. They're all going on at the same time. They're all going on.
No, I understand.
Pardon?
I understand now, thank you.
Yeah. So that is called Svetadvip. Or Goloka Navadvip. Yeah. And also then the other petals of the lotus, then there's the Ram Leela, Ayodhya Leela and so on, and like that.
I remember while Mother Kalangana was passing away, I know she was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, quite a lot during the latter part of her life when she was leaving her body. And I remember she was speaking with Sivaram Swami, and he wanted to speak to her about Radha and Krishna. And then all she said was, Chaitanya! She just called out, Chaitanya! And that was it,
Yeah.
And he says, well, maybe I'll call again tomorrow and we'll discuss this. it is interesting. Certainly, I know she had some attachment for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes. And she was reading it quite a lot in the pastimes. So, and Chaitanya Bhagavat too.
It says in Jiva Dharma, Siva chapter 15 or chapter 16, that Vijay Kumar or Brajanath asks Gopal, their guru, what happens if one is attached to Lord Caitanya? He said, one will go to Svetadvip or Goloka Navadvip. And if one is attached to Krishna, Radha Krishna, one will go to Goloka Vrindavan. But if one is attached to both, you'll get a body in both at the same time. So Mahaprabhu, so Mother Kalangana, obviously attached to Lord Caitanya, now, so she's now entering Lord Caitanya's eternal pastimes, or in Mahaprabhu's eternal pastimes. I don't know what form. The only way is to go there and find out. The only way. Yeah, and Nityananda's from out the window, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else? And Dharajima, Chichandra Chamita Gita.